boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The time has come, ladies and gentlemen. The People's Poor verdict is in.
I have no idea what it is. I refuse to get on Facebook.
Well, your fate has been determined along with Spencer from 1600 ESPN because we've given it the power to our listeners to decide what I'm going to be pouring on your heads, kind of like a college football bowl game situation. Mm-hmm. And after rounds of voting, lots of different options from Pop-Tarts to Cheez-Its to orange juice, coffee.
Sugar.
The final two were salsa and baked beans. And I am proud and I am honored.
Oh, dear God. You sound like you're giving a presidential election.
Can I have my moment?
Sorry.
I am proud and I am honored to let everybody know that come Monday, baked beans will be poured on your heads.
Pour some baked beans on me.
Who sings that? Can we contact them for a parody?
You know, people are in their car yelling at us because we don't know who sang that song.
I'm sorry. But just know it's going to be baked beans.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, we have Christmas next week, and that's what is on everybody's mind. But then you quickly roll into New Year's and New Year's Eve and what those celebrations are going to look like. And I feel like the vibes of New Year's Eve have changed over the last couple of years, like what people want to do on New Year's Eve to celebrate. So America has actually voted in a poll of the best activity to do on New Year's Eve. I have a top four. I would love to know if you could guess what you think the top answer is.
Ice skating.
Random.
I don't know. I just feel like that. It's funny enough, when I was telling you I was at the orthodontics earlier, getting my braces on, I heard them talking about going ice skating. And based on what I could tell, it sounded like it was around the new year. And it just seems like something you would want to do.
Yeah.
You want to be, on New Year's Eve, you want to be almost Hallmarky. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's just you, but sure. Yeah, I don't know.
No. Get kissed when there's snow falling down.
Not even on my list. I hate to break it to you. The fourth most common is to scroll through social media on your phone, which just sounds kind of depressing
God,
to me.
Oh, God, no.
The third most popular is to get some sleep. People would rather just go to bed at a decent time and not even stay up till midnight. I'm not judging that. The second most popular is to go to a New Year's Eve party, which
I don't get invited anymore.
I'm too old, man. It's too loud. Yeah. I don't want to get dressed up. It's cold out. But the number one most popular for this year is to watch Netflix or binge watch TV or movies.
I'm surprised they're not watching classic movies. Like, I told you my family always watched Wizard of Oz. So maybe you watch Wizard of Oz. Or it could be like Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No. There is a 3-hour Stranger Things finale coming out on New Year's
Jesus.
Eve. You can catch me ringing in the new year with the Demogorgons.
Which means she will be bringing in Demogorgons
yes,
into her
life.
Yes,
I will bring that energy into 2026.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I've been talking about my braces for almost a year now. I think I got them in February. I remember it was like around my birthday. And you've heard me talk about how I'm a little upset that they didn't put the brackets on the bottom. I get it. Like, the teeth were, you know, kind of crooked. So they needed them to move. Mm-hmm. And then we could put the brackets on. It's been 10 months. Finally, today's the day I got the brackets on the bottom. And I don't look like the girl from Finding Nemo.
To be honest, this was so an in-your-head thing, which is hilarious. And I remember, like, a month ago, you were like, oh, I really hope it happens. Like, that's all I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
How's it feeling?
Okay, so I'm in a lot of pain.
Do you regret wishing that?
I regret waiting just like what? What are we like 5 days away from? Well, like less than a week, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. 6 days.
Yeah, and now I'm back. It's like the first day of getting braces. So you're in a lot of pain. Remember, I could hardly talk. I had to take like a day or two off of work 10 months ago because of this. So I'm in a lot of pain, but we're getting ready for our company work party for Christmas earlier. So this was around 11:45 noon. I'm like putting cream cheese in my meal that I had made for the company party. And I hear a snap I've never heard in my entire life, but it was in my mouth.
That sounds
and
bad.
I was like, what just happened? And I had my tongue, I like put my tongue around my teeth and I'm like, okay, the braces are there, but something something snapped. Mm-hmm. Either my tooth has popped out because of all the pressure.
My biggest fear. Always.
Or something. So then I went to the bathroom, and sure enough, the bracket, I've never had this happen before. The bracket popped off. Right now, the bracket is just dangling. Mm-hmm. So 'tis the season.
Here's my favorite part about this is that you came and told me and you're like, what do I do? Is it, and what if I swallow it? Like, I'm a dentist and I'm like,
you're smarter than me.
I don't know anything about orthodontics.
Well,
I'd be a lot richer if I did.
So when I was on vacation, I had no idea what was going on, like TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, because honestly, I was trying to enjoy my vacation. But there was like a split second while I was in Dallas that I was bored. So I hopped on TikTok. And the first video I saw was actually you, Taylor. You were doing what you were like, oh, I'm doing a Courtney Cook meal. And it was a sweet potato with some cheese inside it. I'm sure you talked about it in Training with Taylor.
Uh-huh, I did. I did. It's almost like you were here, but I was so freaking bored I had to just try it for myself.
So I saw you do it. I'm like, who? I've heard the name Courtney Cook. Do I know who that is? Like, I was really confused based on your video. But then after I saw yours, every other video is the girl, Courtney Cook.
You're welcome.
And trying weird things, whether it's the potato, the sweet potato and the cheese, or the dumplings and the onions. Like
onion cups, which are just raw onions.
Oh, God. And I love raw onions, but it's just the stuff she put on top of it. I'm seeing countless of videos, and now that I'm talking about it, I'm sure my phone's listening.
You and everybody else have just had our coworker, really? Kylie, tell me earlier, like, she's taking over my For You page now.
Okay, can I be honest with you? I'm watching these videos, and I'm like, ew. And then I read the comments and people are like, this sounds so freaking good. Pop off, queen. And I'm like, okay, either one, I'm a picky eater or everybody's pregnant.
Well, maybe.
I'm looking at these videos and I'm like, this is what I imagine. Like, you know, they always say when you're pregnant, you have like weird food
like
cravings.
Pickles and ice cream.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is what I imagine you would eat if you're pregnant. I wouldn't know. I'm not. But I just see that and I'm like, this does not look good to me whatsoever. I can't. There has not been one Courtney Cook video, and I scrolled through her profile that I was like, you know what? I'd actually eat that. What does that mean? Am I a picky eater?
You have a tiny mind. Open your mind. Okay, I'm watching her just absolutely inhale like boiled eggs and eating green onions and whatever that Brianny P stuff is that she did. Oh my God. And it's hilarious because my boyfriend Curly is sitting on the couch next to me watch it, like, because I can't stop watching
her. He's a dude that makes sense if he wants
it. No, but what he says is, that looks disgusting, but why am I hungry for it?
Ew, because he's a dude. I'm telling you, there's not been one. Even the hard-boiled egg and the mac and cheese, like Kraft mac and cheese cheese that she was mixing it with. Ugh, that sounds disgusting.
You just wait. Next week for lunch, I'm going to bring you a big fat potato and I'm going to stuff it with cheese and you're going to eat it and you're going to like it.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can I tell you something I'd like to do just once in my life?
What?
Drive a snowplow.
You know what? I was gonna dog on it, but you're a better driver than me.
Yes, I am.
I hit like three curbs, and that's not a lie. I'm not lying on this radio station. Just alone today. I almost hit a person too.
Oh my God. Well, and you would have much larger space to take up with a plow on the front of your
car. We got to think about the front, right?
Yeah.
With the scoopity poopity. Yeah. So you could hit somebody with that.
I don't want the big ones, like the city vehicles that are like bit like snow plows. I have no business driving that.
You want a little truck? I've always wanted a truck with its own scoop.
I just saw that down the street. There's
a
truck.
You're a freaking hero in this community. Do you know that? You don't have to go out, but you choose to. Hero status.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel very passionate about those people with trucks or cars with their own little scoopity in the front. You don't have to go out, but you choose to.
Okay.
And you choose to save the community.
When
are you going to be that person?
I'm rich and have money to buy a truck and also a plow. Can you run commercials for me? And I want you to do whatever that just was.
The community's hero, Taylor.
Exactly.
Tomorrow I have to go shopping for neighbor man's stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. I have his gifts, but obviously now we've got to fill the stocking. And I feel like, honestly, buying for girls, like him buying for me, easy. Mm-hmm. I want chapstick. I want fuzzy socks. Maybe a hand lotion would be nice. Get me some chocolate in there. Like, literally cannot make it any more easier. But what the heck do we get guys? Like, I have no idea. And I would get him his normal favorite candies. He loves the Milk Dud.
Oh, yeah.
He likes, there's a specific type of Skittles he likes. Like, I know what he wants in candy, but we ate like crap in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So I know he's going to be mad if I do get him candy. So the only option is like healthier food, like beef jerky maybe.
Oh.
But I don't want it to all just be healthy food. Like, I don't know what's their equivalent to chapstick or fuzzy socks or, you know, ham. Like, what is a male's equivalent without breaking a bank? I'm not getting him a new computer.
Dude, well, no. And we're not endorsing that behavior. Absolutely not. No, thank you. I did my stocking stuffer shopping earlier this week, and I seriously had so much fun. I don't know why, because normally buying guy stuff is not fun to me. It's boring, and I don't know anything about boys. But I went a little crazy. I did do the candy thing, but okay. I feel like you could switch that out for like protein powder, a protein bar, some fun flavors to change it up, or protein chips. What else did I get him? I got him a soap that is Stranger Things edition. So I don't know if he has a favorite show that you can look into. I think last year we talked about skincare.
I wish I could get the man into skincare, because I hate myself, but I literally went, 2 days ago, I was like, oh, your skin is so soft. He goes, yeah, and I'm not using any skincare products. So now I just endorsed him doing skincare.
Okay. I got him a foot mask.
Maybe you're not wrong with there, because there was a while I was getting him to do, I don't know if he'd do a foot mask. I think he'd do a regular, like a face mask.
Yeah, a face mask.
Because there was a while I was getting him to, he really wants to get his pores cleaned up.
Okay,
so man's concerned about his pores. So I think I could do, I didn't even think about a mask. And then that's date night.
Date night, I'm going to ride home about the foot mask, because have you looked at your man's toes?
They're disgusting.
He probably needs it, respectfully.
Where are we hiding like presents this year? Because I got my boyfriend neighbor man's present. Unfortunately, like I had a sneaky suspicion yesterday, the box has what it is on it. Can we stop?
Oh.
Can we stop putting the name of the product on the box or whatever, or, you know, just showing the whole box? Like, it's driving me nuts. So I had to take a Sharpie really quick and like scribble out the name. And then I was like, well, I have to hide the box. So I would like to know where you're hiding presents. I could tell you how I like to do it. Is that in my, we have three closets because we have three rooms. He only gets one and I get two.
Of course. That's just how the world works.
Math is mathing. But in my like main closet, underneath all my clothes, is a shoe rack kind of hidden in the back. And behind there, there's a little bit more room that I can like put things. Usually I put like my boots that I obviously are not wearing when it's 80 degrees out. I hide those behind there. But when it's his birthday, I'll hide presents behind there. Or for Christmas, I hide presents right behind the shoe rack. Because why he go and look for my shoes? He's not.
And he does he know you hide them back there?
I don't think he does. And I also have no idea where he hides my presents.
Really?
If I had to guess, it'd be in the trunk.
No way. Okay, that's so interesting because we're so the opposite.
Really?
I know where he hides mine, which is in his, because we also have two separate closets. I have the bigger walk-in closet and he has a normal size closet in a different room. I know that he's told me there's a bag in there. He's like, you can't pass this point until I get this wrapped. And I just respect the boundary.
You respect it?
I do.
Okay, let's say if it's Uno reverse and it was a ring.
No, I don't want to see it. Well, wait, don't know.
Well, I'm just, I'm like, what point will you finally snoop?
I don't want to snoop.
Really?
I think knowing that it's in there, if I didn't know where it was at, I would maybe be like, I'm going to go check all the closets and under the couch and stuff. But I know it's in there and I'm like, eh.
We're not the same.
I'm not an actress. I can't fake when I open it like, whoa, this is the first time I've ever seen this. No, you can't. You're the worst liar I've ever met.
I'm a sucker when it comes to Christmas. If somebody has a really good gift, I want to give it to them right away. Like, we're doing Christmas, we're doing thriftness between the two of us. It's killing me to not give you your gift yet, so I have to leave it at home. If I brought it to work, oh my God, you would have had it like 16 days ago.
Yeah, the anticipation, but that's the fun part.
Yeah, but I also can be talked into letting you, like if you were to be like, hey, I'd really like my thriftness gift, I'd go home now.
Oh, you're weak.
We need to do a show? No, I'm gonna go get you your gift.
Yeah.
So I could be easily talked into it. And that's what happened last night, is that I had three gifts for my boyfriend, neighbor man. Two of them, I'll be straight up, were Wile E. Coyote ornaments. That's kind of the tradition I think I want to keep holding on every single year, is to get him a new Wile E. Coyote ornament, because I did that last year, but he had two this year. And they came in And I was not going to give it to him until Christmas. But then his other present, which I'll just tell you is like a sweatshirt, that came in yesterday. And he was like, wait, I have three presents? You're only going to have one to open on Christmas. The reason for that is because I let him buy me things in Dallas.
Yeah.
So I already have those. But there's only one present I'm not allowed to have until Christmas. So I have one and he's got three. And he's like, oh, it's just not going to be even.
Mm.
You say that. Now I got to make it even.
You got weaseled into it.
So I didn't give him the sweatshirt. So he hasn't had that one opened yet. He'll get that on Christmas. But he did get to open the two Wile E. Coyote ornaments yesterday. Well, he was only going to open one, I should say. And then he's like, oh, this is really cool. I wonder if there's more. And I'm like, why, let me show you underneath the Christmas tree there is.
Oh, yeah. You got.
Because you can't say, I wonder if there's more. I can't. We literally just talked about how I'm a bad liar. I literally was like smiling like.
Okay, so what are the odds this weekend he opens up number three and you just have Christmas this weekend?
There's a fat chance. And he'll probably get his stocking stuffers too. Because
she's so weak.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Today's Trending with Taylor is coming to you as a would you rather that people are talking about on the internet. Okay, so just listen and then I'll have you answer.
Okay.
Would you rather take a $120,000 salary working fully remotely from home?
Mm.
Or would you take a $240,000, so double, $240,000 job where you work 5 days a week in the office?
40 hours?
It'd be, yeah, same type of job.
Easy, I'd go to the job.
Same hours, double the pay if you come in.
Go in. I've only ever had jobs where I have to work inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten, other than maybe like one day when I'm sick, I've worked from home. And I can tell you that sometimes I think it would be really good because I'm easily distracted by people all the time here in the building. That's why I have to face my desk away from people. Because if I saw people
walk, you're in permanent timeout.
She's not wrong. I'm in the corner for a reason. So I feel like if I did work from home, there would be less distractions and I would get more done. But then I'm like, well, I could just nap and they would have no idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would start having these like toxic thoughts or, oh, I could put on this Netflix movie and they would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like it's good for me not to work from home. And I don't mind coming to the office one bit. Except for if I had to drive like over an hour or an hour drive, that's when it would be nice
that
to work from
was,
home.
That would make
but
sense.
But you're telling me a price I've never heard of being paid? Hell yeah.
If it was closer, if it was only like, I don't know, a couple thousand, I'd be working from home 100%.
Yeah, if it was only like, I think a max $1,000, then I would choose working from home.
Oh, for a double? You could tell me I have to unicycle to work every day and I will try my best.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So I've had my Oura ring since I think September, and then you've had your Oura ring for
a week. A week and a day.
So I have a feeling you're probably not going to get an email or a notification from the Oura app, but I did yesterday and they were like, your 2025 recap, kind of like the Spotify thing, is ready to view.
Mm.
So I viewed my 2025 recap because it has about, 3 months of data to go over. My element is air. Now, I don't really know what other elements there are, but
water,
just says,
fire,
well,
earth.
No, duh. I just meant.
What do you mean your element?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused. It says your element is air. That's my very first little slideshow it gave me. It says your year had a lightness to it, marked by moments of restoration that gave your system room to breathe. Maybe that's where the air comes in. Restorative time was a calm but powerful strength in your year. Keep protecting that space in 2026. That meant diddly crap to me, to be quite honest with you.
Airhead, that's all I could think of.
You just wanted to call me.
I don't know.
Okay, but I will tell you, it went over my score for the year. So my readiness score kind of stayed the same throughout the last 3 months. My sleep dropped significantly in November and then went back up. And I'll tell you, it totally shouted me out. And my activity was really, really good in September. Dropped in October, November, and it's saying I peaked a little bit in December, but the only reason I think it's peaked a little bit was because I was in Dallas and walking so much, so I think that's one of the reasons why. It says I sleep between the hours of 11:42 p.m. and 8:28 a.m. Like, that's my average time of, like, when I go to bed and when I wake up. It did tell me I took 4 naps in the last 3 months.
That's it?
That's where I'm like, are you sure?
I mean, that's actually the most absurd thing.
It says you took
4
naps this year. In 3 months, I'm like, is that really true? But I told you when I came back from Dallas, I tried to take a nap after and I couldn't nap for the life of me.
Interesting.
So maybe that's true. It told me my day of the week that I am the most stressed is Friday. So I'm hope you're okay over there because I am apparently stressed.
No, I'm not doing anything to set you over the edge.
But I think it's because usually a lot of my work deadlines are due on Friday. So I think that's kind of like why I'm so stressed. It said my cardiovascular age was mostly aligned with my actual age this year, which is great. Nice. I wanted to hear that. It said I took 728,120 steps in the last 3 months, which is 299 miles.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm a freaking track star over here.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I only hit my activity goal 40 days.
Out of 3 months? I mean,
that's not good, Taylor. That's not good.
I mean, we don't have to focus.
It didn't have to say you're a lazy couch potato, but it did.
At least you're air.
Right? We don't know what that is.
Yeah, let's look on the bright side. Can I tell you what my latest bit in my personal life has been recently?
Okay, what?
So I have been a pretend influencer in my family group chat daily for the last 7 days.
Hey, everybody. Get ready with Taylor.
No, exactly that. Except I'm not doing get ready with me is because
a day in the life with Taylor.
My siblings and parents, quite frankly, do not care about me getting ready. But what they do care about is my coffee reviews. Okay. My mom got me an advent calendar that's different coffee beans.
Okay.
It's 12 days. So yeah, I started it last week and it's different flavors and some of them are Christmassy and some of them are the brands just like regular different flavor profiles or whatever. So I jokingly the first day opened it up and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to film this and send it in the family group chat because I'm sure everybody really cares about my coffee that I'm drinking. And I did and I was being stupid. Hey guys, it's day one of my coffee advent calendar. Today we have candy.
Did you ever get ready headband on?
No. That's the one thing that I'm missing.
You're not doing this. Like,
I have a couple days to grow. Okay.
So yeah. You need to get on the influencer trend. You need to dress like it.
But they loved it. My mom's like, okay, this is the standard. Now you started it for the next 12 days. We expect video reviews of your coffee.
Okay. But what are your other siblings' advent calendars? Because why are they not doing a get ready with me or whatever it is that you're trying to do?
Well, my younger brother sends a picture of his Lego figure that he opens every day or builds. And then my other two siblings are slacking. I don't even know what their...
Have they even opened it?
Advents are. One of them is yarn, I think. And she's like, I don't think you guys care to see my yarn every day.
You know what? Shockingly enough, I do. Tell her to send me the video.
I'll give her your number.
Let's get quizzical. To use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
I was not complaining when I asked you if all you did was holiday Christmas themed trivia questions, but it did kind of sound like that. Why?
It is all I did. I talked about stressful stuff. I talked about traditions, gifts. I had fun. And you know what? I had fun because you weren't here. If we're going to be like that.
Well, I kind of dogged on you a little bit, but guess what? We're going to do a Christmas-themed trivia question tonight.
Because that's what literally everybody's thinking about. That we're like, how many more days until I'm off work for the holidays?
Oh, my God. Well, tonight's trivia question. 6% of people give this service as a Christmas gift. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Maybe a last-minute idea.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting down there. You might need this answer to help you out.
What you need in the store might be, you know, out of stock. Get this instead.
Get a service instead. I love it.
Mm-hmm. 6% of people give this service as a Christmas gift. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical.
Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. 6% of people give this service as a Christmas gift. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guess before we reveal the answer to 319-200-1029. But so far, Deb said a massage.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Can I be honest?
You don't want it.
I've received a gift certificate that said, good for 1 hour
You haven't
massage.
Used it.
I haven't used it.
Taylor, I'll take it off your
and
hands.
And I feel really guilty about
it. I'll take it off your hands.
Because I know it's a nice gift. But like I still to this day have never had a massage because I get so much anxiety
thinking
about being naked on a table.
I'll be naked on a table as much as you want. I want that massage.
I mean, that's like your email signature line.
I'll be naked on the table all you want.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. 9102 set up nail appointment. That'd be nice. Do you know how expensive it takes for me to get my nails done?
100%. Or pedicure or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like any like...
Would you get a pedi with him? With Curly? I've been trying to convince... he's convinced. I've been trying to, well, now officially go with Neighbor Man to go get pedis.
I'm not a fan. And I know it's like...
You're not a fan of anything fun.
I don't like people touching my feet. I don't like being touched in general.
Okay, well, add that to my email sign off that I also say, please touch my feet.
That's our line of work, people. 5534 said a babysitting service.
You know what? I will take that for my dogs and my cats. Can you babysit them while I go do something fun?
Oh, I should have considered this for my sister and been like, one night.
She's the one you said is complicated to shop for because she buys everything she wants.
She's very complicated to shop for.
She doesn't buy the babysitter. You're the babysitter.
Yeah, one night you guys do whatever you want. I'm not paying for that. Sorry. Date night's on you. Babysitting.
On me.
On me. Can I postpone that until they're out of diapers, though? Because I don't know what to do.
I knew you were going to say that. Have you changed his diaper yet?
Neither of the babies, no. She's got two of them.
Oh, neither.
I can't. I'm sorry.
That's more doo-doo you got to do.
When are they potty trained? I don't know, but I have this gift idea saved for a couple years.
We'll cash it in when they're potty trained.
Exactly. Yes.
And then they're back sassy at that point, so good luck, soldier.
Well, I can handle that. Don't you worry. I will fight with any five-year-old. Put them up. Punk.
Yeah, you're five, I'm 30.
Yeah, exactly.
6% of people give this service as a Christmas gift. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer will be revealed coming up after Ray, Where's My Husband?
I'm a little nervous for five-year-olds around you.
You know what is so weird? That's why they like me. You know what I mean?
Because they know that you're going to put a fight up against a five-year-old?
Because I think they try to break me. Like, I can crack this one. And I just treat them like an adult the way they should be.
I'm just waiting for the you know, news headline to be, radio DJ fights a five-year-old tonight at 10.
I'm not trying to go to jail. My God.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9.
The question tonight, 6% of people give this service as a Christmas gift. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
6% of people give car detailing as a Christmas gift.
I'm kind of into that.
Dude, as somebody who is growing some serious...
like actual fungus and live specimen...
I need a car detailing.
I
you know what? They might refuse service at that point.
How bad?
You've been in my car. You know it's bad.
It's been a while. And last time you seemed offended when I said there was a coffee cup with specimen in it. So now that you're admitting it, I'm scared what sort of biology project you got going on in there.
We got, you ever seen Stranger Things? We got things like that in there.
Maybe someone should get this for you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.